Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kedushim Daf Chav, Kedushim 20. Today's Daf Yomi tells us that it says in the Brice with respect to a Hebrew slave, Kitovo Imach, this Hebrew slave doesn't want to go free after 6 years, and the reason why he doesn't want to go is because it's good for him to be with you. He likes being a Hebrew slave. A Hebrew slave is not a slave like we imagine slavery was in pre-Civil War America, but rather it was more like a person who was a worker, and this worker who worked for you, he had it good, because he ate what you ate, he ate what you drank. Meaning to say, you had to feed him what you ate. You can't eat the good bread and give him the bad bread. You can't drink the bad wine and give him the good wine. And you can't drink the good wine and give him the bad wine. But rather, he has to drink the same wine you drink. And you can't sleep on the good bed and he'll sleep on the bad bed. You have to give him exactly what you are sleeping and eating. From here, the sage is taught, whoever acquires a Hebrew slave, it's like acquiring a master, because the reason why it's acquiring a master, explains the Jerusalem Talmud, is because sometimes you need to actually treat him better than you're treating. It's not enough to say that you can't treat him like you're treating yourself. You have to treat him better. So, for example, as the Jerusalem Talmud says, if you have only one pillow, you have to give it to him and not to yourself. And so, therefore, it's better for him to be with you. It's better to be with you because basically Tosfos says, as Tosfos writes here, Tosfos says that if you only have one mattress to sleep upon, you sleep upon the floor and he sleeps on the mattress itself. Meaning to say, Tosfos writes, you have like one nice blanket or one pillow or one mattress to sleep on, and if you sleep on it, you're not fulfilling the verse. And so therefore, you have to give it, therefore, what do you have to do? You have to give it to your slave, and therefore, that's why you're acquiring a master for yourself.